So here we go. Welcome everyone on Radio Rhizome. Today I'm in Cirnach with Melinda Nina Garcia and Abuela Ana Carmona.
It's Papalot.
Thank you for the pronunciation. I am so honored to be here today. Thank you very much for accepting this interview, both of you. It means a lot to me because today we're going to speak about the moon dance, which is something that you both hold very dear to your heart.
Yes.
And so I'm very grateful. And I would love to hear how the moon dance came about to exist.
Okay.
If that's okay.
There was a group of boys that went from Mexico to Crowdog Sundance to be taught about this Sundance so that it can be done in Mexico. And they went with Abuelo Tlacaele. And while he was there, one of the elders, woman from the north, talked to Abuelo Tlacaele and said to him that it was time for the women to start doing their ceremonies and that a moon dance should be done.
Hmm.
So Abuelo Tlacaele came back to Mexico with this idea and talked to his wife. It was Patricia Leal and Abuela Isabel, who were on the Sundance. We're going to be in the Sundance with Abuelo Yatecatzin in the mountain. So from there, the Abuela starts researching and having dreams about how to do the moon dance and from what route does this come and if it was in Mexico before. And they saw also that they were digging to make the underground transportation, and they found Coyoshausli, which is the moon. And for them, that was a strong sign that when that came out, it was a sign to work with this.
Mm.
So they really took their time and find a codice that was showing the woman dancing. And they decided that they will do it following the pattern of the Sundance, but with the feminine essence touch.
Mm.
And that's how we all start. And they began in 1992 in Ixtacihual Mountain. They were all eight elders dancing and praying for this to manifest.
Mm.
And then after that, in 1995 and 96, that's when I went, when the Abuela Isabel started her circle. And that's how it started.
Wow.
It was already programmed by the elders and the energy move with the sacrifice that they did since the beginning for asking for the moon dance.
Well, thank you for sharing the essence, because I was wondering what the essence of the moon dance is. Yeah, where does it come from? And it's amazing to think that these women got together and inspired by the men of the sun dance.
Yeah, by the sun dance. But the woman, it was a woman. It was an elder from the sun dance.
Yes.
That came to talk to Abuelo Tlacaele.
Mm.
But the men were there, you know,
yes,
to search for this knowledge,
to
recover, because it was done in Mexico before, and they found pipes. They have in many museums that the pipes were prey.
Wow.
So the Abuelas did a big research before going forward to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were so connected, you know, to the star people, they start having the dreams.
Mm.
And then through the dreams, it manifests.
Mm.
So it's beautiful.
It is. And I love that you say that they were inspired by the star people, because I remember when I danced with you in Puriscal, we do all those beautiful line dances, which echo with the stars, don't they? And then open big vortexes of energy, of healing. Yeah. So deep.
Mm. It's sacred geometry.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very beautiful.
Mm.
And it's just an offering also.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way of moving the energy so that the activation of the moon rays that touch our DNA can work.
Mm.
So everything has a meaning in what we do.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what one thing I learned is that everything we do has meaning and everything we do has an impact. And when I was in Costa Rica, we were, 200 women?
Yeah.
It was so strong to see what women together can do with the support of the men. And that is so for me, that was for me the really a beautiful realization about how we work together and the beauty that we do. So again, thank you so much for dedicating your life to this work.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's magical.
Mm-hmm.
It is very intense.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same way, it's so much love.
Yes.
Involved in whatever we do,
mm-hmm.
and the way we pray,
mm-hmm.
because it's a very strong prayer because we're together,
mm-hmm.
and in another way it's a very individual prayer because each one is doing her own prayer,
mm.
so that makes strong energy to work with.
Mm. And so you have been dancing since 1995?
Yeah. Almost 26 years.
Wow.
And many moon dances. Yeah. Because sometimes I have been on 3 moon dances in a year. And
oh,
then
wow.
The sun dance on top. So 4 dances.
Wow, that is pure amazing dedication. I did one and it was enough for me for 1 year to integrate all of that beautiful healing power. It's amazing. So things shift very quickly, especially when you do many of those.
And the words cannot describe, you know, this is an experience that you have to live.
Mm-hmm.
It's a life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when you get out of the moon dance, the real dance comes.
Yes.
Which is a dance of life.
Mm. Yes.
And that is the most important.
It's
when you integrate or what you have received,
mm-hmm.
in many ways in your life.
Mm.
That is the most important thing of that.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And for women who've never heard about the moon dance or who are feeling a call, how would you invite them to join you?
First, I tell them to read my book and to get in touch with the symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And to come and live the life experience.
Mm-hmm.
What can you say? It's word of mouth.
Yes.
Because we do no publicity at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And only a sister can tell you. And then I tell to everybody, what happened to me is not going to happen to you. Because everybody is in certain level of vibration.
Yes.
And this is a very strong energetic work.
Mm-hmm.
So what is going to touch in you, it will not touch in me.
Mm.
So you cannot tell it, this is going to happen. No, I don't know what is going to happen to you.
Mm.
But if you feel from your heart the call, come and do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what happened to you. You were saying in the Palabra on the other day, I cannot remember the day, but you were saying about how you first came because you wanted also to represent your people, where you come from. You come from Puerto Rico.
I come from Taíno lineage in Puerto Rico. And because that was the first place that Christopher Columbus touched, our Indians were devastated, but only the women stay, and through that lineage I come. And I was very sad that I will go to Indians' prayers and they will never mention my Indians, and I took in my heart, I'm going to represent them wherever I go. So that's how it started. It's a call to represent my people wherever I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you did that. You held the Taín representation of the Indian by the women lineage, and I think it's beautiful how this is also coming through the women now. It's also a good time for women to come together to stand in their power, and that's something that I learned with the moon dance, also how to be empowered again in my feminine softness, in my feminine love, and through the love it's very direct and precise. And that's what I learned. I grew up in a family where it's very the women were very strong and young and castrating to the men. Mm-hmm. And when I came to the moon dance, I learned that we can be strong and soft.
And loving
and include the men. And there's no need to break them to be together.
Yeah.
And that was very strong for me.
It's a change of perception. What we go through is, and for them also, because the men are supporting for us to do this work, it's important, their presence there.
Mm-hmm.
And when they see us praying,
you know,
they see the woman in the sacred.
Mm.
And they change the perception on how they look at them.
Mm-hmm.
And they cannot use us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They see a priest that is praying there.
Mm. Yes.
And in their area, they can see us from the top of the mountain. And they say they get so afraid sometimes because they see us and they think we're not touching the earth.
Wow.
Or sometimes when we step, like a light comes out.
Yes.
And it's the energy that we are all together producing.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, it's really a shocking experience and a transformation inside.
Mm.
And they learn to serve with love.
Yes.
And we learn to receive with love.
Mm.
and to gather the family again together, because the woman carries the fire of the family. The man carries the fire of outside, but we carry the fire of the house, and it's like going back into the virtues that we lost.
Yes.
It's a recovery.
Yes.
Of everything.
Yes. And for our auditors who don't know what the moon dance is, it really is. So we dance for 4 nights under the moon. And when we are in this dedication prayer, the men make sure that the camp is safe, that all our belongings are okay. They take care of the children who are also there. They serve us tea and warm drinks when we are there, when we have the breaks, and they take care of the sacred fire. And so without them, we wouldn't be able to do this work. So it's really a beautiful balance. Yeah. And as you say, they see us as priestesses in our beautiful healing powers and energy and in that fire. And I remember in Puriscal, when, as you say, the men are on top, and I can remember them sitting there, and we were all there, you know, singing to the sun rays and singing the good morning song, and there's an ecstatic love that's there, and to see them there, and it's like we're singing to them, we're singing to the sun, we're singing for ourselves, we're singing to the earth, and it's so beautiful. So beautiful.
It's a special magic because we get integrated with nature. One of the effects of the moon dance that we take back this integration to nature and to the sacred plants and to the medicinal plants. And then we move in this earth in a different way.
Yes.
When you're connected, like everything is a symbol and a sign for you to get a direction. When you are in the automatic, you don't see this.
Yes.
So moon dance is taking you out of the automatic and making you center and connect with nature.
Yes.
And because this comes from duality line, we also honor all the duality in life. And we know that the opposed complement.
Yes.
And that is very important to know.
Yes. It's not, we're not rejecting each other anymore. No. We come together.
We complement.
Yes.
We know that there's white because there's black.
Yes.
If there's no black, we cannot know.
No.
So we have to accept and learn and move into this energy with love.
Yes. And there's a question that I was always wondering is, how come in Puriscal we dance on the February full moon?
Okay. They choose first October because it was Oshpanisli time. And in Oshpanisli, a dance to the earth was done. So they call the grandmothers to do it in that time. But really, that was another celebration. I choose February because for me it's a month of love. And that was the energy I wanted to project. But really, then it happened that I found out that the elders from the mountain said that it was done in February.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, and because February is the last month of the year, because we start the year in the March 3, it was done in February.
Wow.
So the daughter of Abuela Isabel is doing the moon dance
in February
like me.
Okay.
And she's the lineage.
She's the lineage. Okay. So you felt it that it was meant to be in February. Yeah.
Sometimes you're guided and you don't know.
Yeah.
And I accept that when I feel from my heart, it's not me. That I'm guided by something superior, because I don't understand sometimes the thing. And then when I move forward with a direction, I see that it was the right way. I just choose February because I said I want to project love, and this is the month of love.
Amazing.
And then it happened.
And it happened. And the calendar that you speak about, what calendar is that?
It's the Aztec Mexica calendar that we follow.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. It's great. We've had Olivia that's just joined us, Olivia Marie. And so now I can pass over also to Melinda and Olivia, because Abuela Ana, you are supporting the creation of the Moon Dance Switzerland.
Yes. We pray a long time for that.
Yes.
And we have sisters that have been with me for 11 years making this prayer in Puriscal, and they're ready to bring this big experience for the sisters here in Switzerland that were not able to make it and fly. And now they're ready for this, and I'm so happy, and my heart melts to be here sharing with all of you.
Yeah. So Melinda, how did you discover the moon dance?
First of all, I want to say thank you, Jenny, for inviting us to the interview, for being so curious and really supporting to spread the word in the world. It's a great, great honor now to sit beside our Abuela Ani and in front of you beautiful sisters to share the wisdom and the love that I have for that sacred ritual and its sacred prayer. And I got to the moon dance in 2011 when I was in the Pachamama in Costa Rica, an eco village that has dedicated itself to preserving nature, to live in harmony and peace with the animals and all creation. And Shandani, the partner of the founder of Pachamama Eco Village, Shiha Castile, Shandani was leading the drum of the moon dance in Puriscal. And then they said, hey, you want to go to the moon dance? And I said, yeah, why not? I didn't know what it was. The girls, they all went. So I said, yeah, why not? And so I went, and in 2011, it was my first time, and I started dancing there for 4 years. Then I was on the drum for 5 years. I was on the fire, on the Popushkumi, on the Copalera, which is the sacred fire smudging in the door for 1 year. And then the 11th year, we had a little sweet dance in Switzerland, six women of us, due to the situation right now. So since then, it's been the compass of my life. And it was clear that whatever I do in my life, everything is planned around moon dance in February. Everything is planned around me going to Costa Rica. And that gave me a purpose and a clear, clear direction. And no matter what happened, no matter which job I had, no matter which partner, that was my compass. And it was just clear. Nothing comes from the head. It was from the heart. Because there was something really, really pulling me in to that work. And it has transformed me since.
And you, Olivia, how did you find out about the moon dance?
I think it began for many years. I went to the Pachamama Festival and I saw the altar there. Melinda was preparing the altar and it very deeply touched my heart. And I didn't know what is it, but something about the moon dance was I really... feel. And many years after that, I heard about the moon dance, and I was very curious, and I wanted to go, but I didn't know how. And I prayed to go to the moon dance, and then I become an invitation from a woman I didn't know. She asked me if I want to know about the moon dance and if I want to have some information. And I didn't know the woman, but she sent me the message. And so I felt I have to come. And so that was a very magical moment. And I dreamed about it. And then I went for the first time to Austria, to the moon dance, and I felt a call to come to Costa Rica with Melinda and with you. And so I'm very, very happy.
And now both of you with two other women have created an association for the Moon Dance Switzerland. And yesterday we had the honor and the beauty of birthing this amazing mother drum, which the auditors cannot see, but it's actually sitting right next to us in this room where we're at. And and the deer skin is still wet. And the painting is done by Alejandra as there, representing the beauty and the essence of the Moon Dance Switzerland. And it was blessed by Abuela Ana and Abuela Carmen, who is also here taking pictures, but no one can see, but she's there with us. And so we have this beautiful... this beautiful drum. Whoop. Can you hear me?
Yeah, very well.
So we have this beautiful drum with us, and that's going to be the heartbeat, because Abuela Ana, you were saying about how the drum is the one thing that brings the people together.
Yes, and brings peace and harmony in your heart, because we're all one beat and one prayer when you're playing and singing the drum. So it's an energy that... so healing in this moment, especially, that we need to be all together. And for the first time, we had to think in all together, yeah. because we were forced by this. Mm-hmm. And I say we pray so much for Mother Earth to heal. Mm. And now that she's healing, we had to be close in because we're the ones who were helping yeah. her. And we don't like it at all, but we were putting her in this situation. Mm-hmm. And we need to understand, and I pray that now we can shift.
Yes.
And do better things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that we can all feel, with especially what happened this weekend here in Sirnach, in the Centrum der Fuller, that the energy is shifting. I mean, you came over to Switzerland.
Yes.
It's your first time over, no?
Yeah. It's not my first time, but my first time in this spiritual trip.
And at the same time, there was this beautiful Chandani that you spoke about, who is your madrina, no? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, and she was also dancing with you in Puriscal.
Yes,
and she was here at the same time as you. So everything aligned for everything to happen now. And actually, I would like to take this opportunity for, what is a madrina?
Hi. It's beautiful. It's like the one who is taking care and inviting you to the dancer. And it's a commitment, basically. So if I, you know, I told Olivia about the moon dance in Puriscal also, no, because that is, I feel like I am. Every daughter or everyone who danced and took the pipe in Puriscal is a seed of Puriscal. Mm. So for me, it was very important that Olivia is going to meet that circus. So it's me, it's then taking her to the circus as a madrina. But basically, madrina means that for the 4 years that my sister is dancing, I'm there for her. From the beginning, because it is a place where, you know, we don't get a paper and, okay, this is what you're going to do, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. It's really about that sisterhood, about helping each other out, about being an example, about inspiring each other, and about really taking care of each other. Mm. And that taking care can be practiced really, really well in the moon dance, because during this time, a lot of things are happening, and very fast we go into tiredness, we go into our own processes. But as a madrina, you are there for your sister. And sometimes it's not one, sometimes it's 5, 6 sisters. Mm. You take care of her. And then after the 4 years, you are the one who runs that sister around the circle and calls out the spiritual name into every direction. Wow. And like that, you're closing the prayer with your sister and your commitment also. So it's basically a support that's very much appreciated and very much needed in the dancer.
It's an important thing to share that it's a life experience. And you don't have to be in a special line to come and moon dance. You can just live the experience. You don't have to keep the line or take a pipe to pray if that's not your call. Mm. But you can be with us moon dancing and celebrating and shifting without taking any responsibility, but being in order and following the rules. Mm. You can share with the sisters. No matter if this is not your line. So it's a welcoming to all the sisters, no matter what religion you are, you can pray. This is an individual prayer. And nobody knows. I don't know what you're praying about. So it's, at the same time, very proper and individual and very community. It's strong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for me, it was also, again, this very strong, powerful sisterhood, because I think a little like you, I had difficulty trusting women because of stories. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's always the dark feminine and how we are jealous of each other and how we, you know, and all of these stories. And here suddenly I discovered pure sisterhood, pure support, pure open heart, no battling, no competition, no just pureness of really supportive sisters, and it's amazing to discover that with no hidden agenda. There's no hidden agenda between the sisters. It's all together, and to see what comes, because you and Olivia have been searching for a moon dance land for Switzerland for 2 years. You have been supporting each other, following each other, and being there with each other. And you were saying about how many lands you have visited, how you've roamed the hills of Switzerland trying to find something.
Completely.
I mean, luckily Switzerland is not too big a country. So that way you can drive around and it's okay. And so if people want to have more information about Moon Dance Switzerland, where could they find? What can they find?
On our website.
Okay. What is the website address?
mundenswitzerland.com.
Nice. And so you are both, you're both still searching and looking for a land for the Moon Dance Switzerland so that now we will be able to dance in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. And what are the requirements for a land? Mm-hmm. Because I know that I saw your land in Pourisgal. It's a big land. There's many women dancing. We need to camp there for at least 4 or 5 nights. We need to eat there. There's sweat lodges. There's a fire. There's special things that are needed for a moon dance land.
So that is the specialty that we discovered in the 2 years. Like, you know, the example that we have is the one in Pourisgal or the Mundensland in Austria right now. So what was important for us is that it is kind of secluded, that we feel safe in the space and that we can drum for 4 nights without disturbing anybody. Mm-hmm. So we can really like dive deep into the prayer. And the requirements were that we were wishing to be close to water, that we were wishing to be surrounded by forest, and that it's not like too high in the mountains. And we were very peculiar, but during the time now we really found out that spirit is guiding us anyhow. Like during this time we met so many interesting people, we learned so much about what kind of land, how, like, do you need to be a farmer or not. Like, we learned, like, it has been a school and it has been like really a comedy, like mostly we've been cracking up because then we go to one place and then there's an avalanche coming down the hill and then it's like, okay, is this avalanche coming because spirit wants us to work harder to find the land, or is this avalanche coming because we shouldn't go there? Another day the wheel of the car just boom, like left us. So like there's always and it's so peculiar, there are always little synchronicities and like super funky stories, and mostly we enjoy what we do now. And that is the beauty. So we find the land and it's like, ah, okay. And so how the land has to be has shifted throughout this time now. And in the end now we created a website. It's called mama-kia.ch. Mama Kia is the moonlight, is the grandmother moon basically, and it's a temple that's standing in Peru. Yeah. And on that website we created it to like be more clear for people what we are looking for. And we said we would love to have a land with houses, with water big enough to hold a moon dance. Yeah, but now we are finding out maybe it's actually better to have a land where we have our tipi and our sweat lodges and a land of the moon and set separated. And why? Because in Switzerland is so crowded that it's the biggest challenging part to find land to have everything there and be secluded, because there are neighbors everywhere. So we are completely open to any support. We are completely open to whatever spirit wants to show us. And with the wisdom of Abuela Ani coming, it's always like, just pray, surrender and pray. Sometimes it's really not about looking through Comparis or through the internet. It's really about keeping on believing, building the circle and keeping on walking. And it wouldn't have been possible if we wouldn't have done it together as sisters. And I feel very happy and honored to make that life experience in that way with Olivia Marie and also other supporting sisters like Guru Dama, like Vanessa, like Alima, like you now, Jenny, you know, creating this interview with us. So it's a co-creation. It takes us all, and it takes the men who support us in these ways. Thank you.
Yes, and I think that it's a nice time also to honor the men, because I wanted to say also that Olivia, you danced with your daughter for this first year, no?
She
didn't dance in Austria? Oh, I misunderstood. But she's there on the path. And that, I think, is beautiful, because as you were saying this weekend, you were able to share some time with her because of Christian, because of your husband. And I think, again, this is, again, a beautiful way of showing about how men and women can work together, how, you know, the men are there to support the women so that we can do the work, and then we are there to support them to do their own work. And for that also, for me, the drum building and the drum initiation was so beautiful, because the women were singing to support the men who were building the drum in support of the moon dance for the women. And it's like a, it's like an eight. It's the infinity sign. It's never ending. And it was so touching to see that yesterday, and to see you both also there and singing, and wow. So it was very strong, very strong.
Sometimes are the daughters who bring the mother. Because younger ones have a lot of curiosity, so they go and the mother has to go and see what they're doing. And it ends up that the mother is more attached to the mother than even the daughter. It's so beautiful.
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
Yes, and I think our mothers also need that, because there is so much healing to be done with the feminine. So much healing to be done. And I think this is a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to do so. Maybe my mother will come one day. Who knows?
Yeah, I had mother and daughter. Like, I remember the Italian girl. Her mother was 80 years old.
Wow.
And she brought her and she did the 4 years. I was in shock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And then sometimes the daughters bring the mother to do the 52-year-old ceremony that they never had.
Yes.
Like Melinda's mother, I did her. It was, you know, so beautiful just to see mother-daughter in that ceremony. It's very touching. And for the first time, we're shifting our vision to a ritualistic life.
Yes.
And like every step we do, we pray. And it's really changing the vibration in the world.
Yes.
I think the dream of Abuela Isabel, that the pipes will be all around the world and this was going to change the vibration, is coming in realization.
Oh. Absolutely. Oh. And I like that there's that the ritual about the 52, because maybe the women and the men don't know, but when you turn 52, you become an abuela.
Yes.
And so it is really like a step, a threshold that we pass. And it's, as you say, it's rituals that we've lost that we don't know about. It's just another birthday. But there are certain rituals, certain ages, certain turning points, which are to be celebrated.
Yeah.
And it's good to know that we can celebrate them in retrospect.
Yeah.
That even if it's happened, we can also celebrate again.
We can always do it.
Exactly.
We can always do it. And it's so much love when we do that ritual. And also... for the girls, when we work with their menstruation changes, it's also honoring their new shift in her life. So it's very important to recover that ritual too, and getting in touch with Mother Earth and what they have to give back is really important.
Yes,
even for boys too. There's a ritual when they get change. So it's very beautiful to connect with this tradition and also to be awakening yours.
Yes.
Because it's not a matter of invading your traditions. It's making you remember that you have strong traditions.
Yes.
And they can be united and recovered.
Yes.
And maybe you have so much teachings in yours that we need to recover and to be aware.
Yes.
And that is why we came here.
Yes.
For you to recover your connection to all this knowledge that your grandmother and your line had that you have missed by some reason. Start talking to the elders and recovering that.
Yes, absolutely.
It's important. The elders are very important in our life.
Yes.
Because they have the knowledge. And if we get close to them in the right way, they will give it.
Yes.
Okay, so that's your work now.
Yes, thank you for that reminder. And it makes me think also about how you and your tradition, all the men were killed, and so the women were the holders of the tradition, the Tahin tradition.
Yes, yes.
In Europe, we were, you know, all our traditions, non-church traditions, were all wiped out by the church as well. And so we have lost also that tradition. And I see how we've all gone, you know, to other countries. We've gone to, people have gone to India. We go to South America. We search for connections with the true essence of a tradition. And thank you for reminding us that we have these here as well. We just need to find them again. And so thank you.
Remember. It's about remembering.
Yes, remembering.
That's what one effect that the moon dance has on you. Is to remember, and you will recover in dreams, you will recover in the right track, and you will find still are persons who have that knowledge. You just have to search.
Yes.
And that's your work now.
Yes, searching, always searching, never stopping.
Yeah.
Yes. And just again, another note about the mother drum is Melinda, you chose to have it with or Spirit chose to have it with a wood from here. Mm-hmm. So it's
oak.
It's made with oak, which is a very strong, powerful tree in the mm-hmm. Celtic tradition.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. So we have that. And we have deer skin, also an animal from here.
From Switzerland.
From Switzerland. Mm. So yes, so it's all coming together. We are all, it's all sinking in, synchronizing in. Mm. I feel that this is slowly coming to a wrap. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add?
Yeah, also that in Moondance we are all the same. Mm. And the best teaching is also to follow.
Mm.
Because we have to make figures and we have to follow. And that... if we have a position, it's not a steady one. We can be shift to another position with love so that we learn our positions. It's not, no matter how much you work, you learn to be humble and that you don't have a seat that is special for you, because we're shifting all around so that everybody can learn. Mm. And it's important for you, no matter how many years you have, maybe do a lower work to help the others.
Mm.
So it's very beautiful.
Mm. Yes, it's true that seeing you and the other abuelas there all night for 4 nights to be there, to hold position, to dance, it was very humbling, because you can be like, oh, my back, my legs hurt this, it's so uncomfortable, I haven't slept enough, and but then you show up, you're always there, straight in that soft power, and it was a very big teaching for me to see you there.
I think it's the Great Spirit in us, because whenever we go into the moon dance, it's not me.
Yes.
It's just a stronger force that is moving me all around and helping me to do the work for the 4 days that I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So because I trust, I just follow and everything happens.
Yes.
And like this, I would love to add to honor your dancer, Abuela Ani, and would love to, send a lot of love to the spirit of Metzli Yoli Litzli that will dance this year in 2022, February, for the 15th time, starting its second circle. And so whoever is listening now and whoever feels called or whoever feels chills, then just contact us and come to Costa Rica to meet Abuela Ani, to meet the moon dance Metzli Yoli Litzli. And like this, Metzli Tepet Yolot, the moon dance, the moonlight in the heart of the mountains here, is going to be a seed planted in Switzerland soon.
Yes.
Also, Metzli Tepet Yolot brings an energy of very strong internal work because it's the heart of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It's going into your cave and getting out the knowledge that you need to search for. And the experience that, so she's calling for a strong energy.
Yeah.
This is what she presents to the spirits, and a lot of things are going to happen here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jenny, for inviting us to share a little bit of wisdom of the moon. And for the girls who are just making it happen here,
yes,
it's a big blessing
it
for
really
the
is.
Work.
It really is. And one more thing, this could go on forever. We have too many things to talk about. But for the Pipa Obsidiana, the book that you wrote about the moon dance, I know that you were saying that it's going to be translated in German.
Yes.
Sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone wanted to read it in Spanish...
It's only, I have them.
You
they
have
cannot
them?
Get it anywhere.
Okay, so...
So Melinda, they have to contact Melinda and she will bring...
Perfect. Okay, so if anyone wants to read the book, The Pipa Obsidiana, it's basically your teachings and what you recovered and what the knowledge...
And my experience, it happened to me,
that
it doesn't mean that it's going to be the experience that you will live when you do this ceremony. But mostly the symbols are explained so that when you go to the moon dance, you know what's going on.
Yes.
And you're not lost, you know.
Yes.
It's fun to be lost too.
It is. Yeah. It was
it's
great.
Fun, yeah, because that's how it happened to me. I was, at the beginning, I said, what am I doing here? but I knew I had to stay. It was very strange.
Mm.
So it's, At the beginning was very hard, mm-hmm. and now it's make more easy. But as soon as it's easy, then you can work more with your stuff that is part of the work.
Yes. And I think it's a great metaphor for life also. We go someplace, our heart calls, we have no idea why we're here, what we're going to do, but we stay anyway and we follow. I think it's very good also to say we follow. We follow our heart, we follow Great Spirit, we follow the energy that is there, and so many beautiful things can happen when we drop the mind.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that's, for me, that was also very strong, to drop the mind, go with the heart.
That is a special thing that the drum does. Mm. He takes you away from your mind and connects your heart with the heart of Mother Earth. Mm. Mm-hmm. And that's when your heartbeat really recovers the energy, and then it's a big healing.
Thank you all so much for accepting this. It was amazing. Thank you, Olivia. Thank you, Abuela Anna. Thank you, Melinda, so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny.
Until next time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lots of love. Yeah. Meteos.
Oh, meteos. Cucurucu. Cucurucu.
Oh, my God.